Ladies and gentlemen, we've all been frustrated with the attacks on our community, and Nelson has worked hard to prevent them. But he can only do so much. So now, we have to come up with a solution that would permanently solve this crisis. Nelson?
Thanks, Ryan. Our solution is installing security cameras all around the woods, high up in the trees, so that no one will get away with anything in Kidsboro. There will be a camera pointed at each and every clubhouse in Kidsboro. However, there is a cost. We have to pay for the cameras and the monitors that will be stored in a locked security office, which will cost money. So, your taxes may be increased slightly, but if you're anything like me, you believe your security is worth it. And if this doesn't stop the current crime wave in Kidsboro, we'll discontinue the program and I'll resign from the city council.
Thanks, Nelson. Any questions?
Okay, I've got it.
Got what?
I know what the national flower of Kidsboro should be.
You picked a national flower?
Yep, the dandelion.
That's a weed.
Exactly. You can't get rid of it. It just keeps coming back.
And you feel this is symbolic of Kidsboro?
Kids are here to stay, man. I also came up with a national slogan. Get this. We're kids. We're in charge. Deal with it.
That sounds a little angry.
Oh, that's because it's hip. It's new. Kids are angry these days.
At what?
Oppression, lack of freedom, the high price of movie tickets, everything.
I'm not angry. I don't think.
Yes, you are. And I think it's only appropriate that the national bird be Claude.
Claude?
There was a dead bird on the ground by the pavilion yesterday morning. Didn't you read the paper?
Okay, so let me get this straight. Our national flower won't die and our national bird is already dead?
As a tribute.
Why did you decide to choose a bird and a flower and a slogan anyway?
They help define a nation. I can't go any further with this constitution writing unless I'm sure about what Kidsboro stands for.
Well, I would say that Kidsboro stands for everything America stands for. Truth, justice, that kind of thing.
Truth, huh?
What?
You said truth. We stand for truth. What does that mean?
Why do you ask?
It's just that phrase is always used, but what does it really mean?
I don't know, just write it down.
I need something more concrete.
The concrete stuff is what we put on the sticky notes, which is what you were gonna copy into a notebook.
You're no help.
Well, what do you expect from an angry kid?
Hey, Alice.
Yeah?
Can I get in the security office?
No, it's locked.
I know. Can you let me in?
I didn't get a key.
What? You're the chief of police. Why not?
Yeah, that's a good point. I should have a key.
So Nelson and Ryan didn't let you in on any of the plans for the cameras?
Nothing.
Strange. So what do you think of these cameras?
If they help fight crime, of course I'm in favor of them.
Don't you think there's something weird going on?
Like what?
I don't know. It's just a gut instinct. You know what? Do me a favor.
Sure, what?
Give me a boost up the tree.
Why?
There's a camera up there. I'm gonna check it out.
All right. Here, step into my hand.
All right. So, don't you think Nelson and Ryan have been acting strange?
I haven't noticed. And I'm trained in facial arts.
Facial arts?
Recognizing a person's true feelings based on facial expression and body language. Smirks, grins, leers, sneers. I can read them all like a Dick and Jane book.
Well, maybe it's my imagination, then. Huh. It doesn't have any wires coming out of it.
We do live in a wireless world.
I wonder if... Uh-oh.
What?
I broke it. The cover came right off. Ugh, I barely touched it. It was... Wait a minute.
What is it?
Alice, look. There's nothing in here. It's not even a camera. It's just a box that looks like one.
Dummy cameras still deter crime.
Maybe. But Nelson and Ryan never told the city council that they were dummy cameras. They led us to believe they were real cameras.
They're keeping things from us?
Yep. Including the key to the security office. They are up to something.
Like what?
I don't know. But I'm gonna find out. Come in.
Hey, Nelson, how's it going?
Good.
Listen, did you say anything to Pete about the cameras or the formula?
No, why?
He seemed suspicious. He was talking to me about truth, like he knew we were lying.
How would Pete know?
I have no idea. It was strange.
Maybe you're just paranoid. I'm kind of feeling that way, too. Every time somebody looks at me, I wonder if they know.
We've covered our tracks, haven't we?
I think so.
Yeah, you were okay.
As long as no one... Hey, what was that?
What? Came from under your desk. What is it?
A recording device.
It's not yours?
No.
Somebody's recording you.
Yep, as we speak.
Somebody suspects us.
Should I destroy it?
No, that'll raise even more suspicions.
But our entire conversation was just recorded.
Okay, calm down. Can you edit this out?
Yeah, I can.
All right, then do it. But we need to give them something else to listen to. Oh, let's do this. Hey, Jill.
Hi, you got a minute?
Sure, what's going on?
Just thought I'd let you know that I spied on you.
What?
And I don't even feel guilty about it.
What are you talking about?
You and Nelson have been keeping the city council in the dark about everything you're doing. Then I noticed the dummy cameras. I got suspicious, so I hid a recorder in Nelson's clubhouse.
That's terrible. Don't you trust me?
Not anymore.
Okay, fine. What did you hear on the recorder?
Nothing.
I guess you're feeling pretty silly, huh?
No, it's what I didn't hear that makes me suspicious.
You're gonna have to explain.
Listen.
Come in. Hey, Nelson. How's it going?
Good.
Listen, I borrowed this book from you the other day, and I needed to return it.
Oh, thanks. Did you like it?
I did. It was a good book, thanks.
Good.
Good.
Good. All right. Bye.
Okay, I'll see you later.
I don't get it. What did you hear?
I was also watching you that day. I saw you go into Nelson's office, and it was a much longer visit than seems to be depicted here.
Oh, wasn't I? Went in, gave him his book, and left.
It was so odd to me that I listened to the entire tape again.
Come in.
Hey, Nelson. How's it going?
Good.
Did you hear that?
What?
The beep.
Yeah, it was Nelson's alarm clock.
Right. It beeps every hour on the hour. Now, listen to this. 57 minutes later, Nelson is alone.
I don't get it.
It was 57 minutes later. 57, not 60. There are 3 missing minutes. Where are the 3 minutes?
What are you saying?
You edited the recording.
That's absurd.
Well, what happened to the 3 minutes while you were in Nelson's house?
You know, I'm sure it's illegal to record people in their houses. That's an invasion of privacy.
Oh, is it? I'm on the city council, and I don't remember creating a law saying that. This is going in the paper.
You don't have any proof.
I'll print what I know. Everybody can draw their own conclusions.
That's bad reporting. You don't print things based on theory.
Then give me something that'll prove my theory wrong. Give me the 3 minutes of missing audio.
Why are you acting like this?
Because you're lying. And people need to know that their mayor is a liar.
This is a serious accusation, Jill.
Then prove me wrong.
Jill, you don't understand. We're doing this for the town, for the common good.
You're doing what for the common good?
I can't tell you.
Nelson is a serial smeller, and you know it,
That's
Ryan.
Ridiculous.
That's the only thing that makes sense. He had motive. He had the means. And you would go along with it to help the government.
You have to trust me. This is for the best.
Since when is being lied to the best for anyone?
Come on, Jill, be reasonable.
Reasonable? When is lying ever reasonable? I want you to tell the truth, which is the right thing to do. You used to know about doing what's right. But somewhere down the line, I don't know, you forgot. So what's it gonna be, Mr. Mayor?
I've lived long enough to see a few political scandals in the world. And I always think the same thing. How could they be so foolish to do something so wrong? But as it turns out, it's kind of easy to get caught up in the power. One thing I decided after watching those powerful people fall on their faces is that I was not going to be one of those guys who tried to excuse their way out of punishment. I was going to face my mistakes, head on. Which meant I had to give up my dream.
So, you're going to resign?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. but I have to agree with your decision.
I did exactly what you warned me about. I forgot to base my decisions on the Bible. Instead, I based them on what I thought was right.
Oh, it's easy to do. Without a firm hold on the scriptures, leaders drift for all kinds of reasons. In fact, it's pretty similar to what's happened to our country over the last 200 years. Our founding fathers created a nation built on biblical principles, but, well, we've slowly drifted away from that, and the nation has suffered because of it.
I don't even know how to face my friends.
Just go back to what you know is right. Tell them the truth.
I wonder if they'll even let me be a citizen anymore.
Well, that may be the consequence of your actions. But most of them are your friends, so they'll probably forgive you.
I hope so.
I'll be praying for you, Ryan.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. And so, it's with a heavy heart that I must resign as mayor of Kidsborough. I've enjoyed my time in office, and I've appreciated your support. And I'll miss being able to serve you as mayor. I messed up, guys. Really bad. For a few days, I guess I thought I was smarter than God. It's pretty silly, huh? Well, for the person who's mayor next, I just want to give you one piece of advice. Don't forget that God is better at writing the rules than you are. Much better. I'm really sorry I let you down. Thanks.
All right, that's enough mourning. It's time to move on. We need to elect a new mayor. How about it, guys? I would humbly like to throw my hat in the ring and run for the office. Would anybody like to oppose me? Okay, then, this should be a quick thing. Why don't we schedule an election? City Council, what do you say? Thursday, work for everybody? Thursday it is, then. Remember, Valerie Swanson for mayor.
Pete. Hey, Ryan. What are you doing? You're not leaving town, are you?
It's only for a few days. Kind of don't want to be here right now. Why? What do you need?
I'm still working on this constitution, and I wanted to know if you had thought any about what the purpose of government is.
Why are you asking me? You should be asking Valerie. Looks like she's going to be the new mayor.
I don't want her answer. I want yours.
Oh. Well. Okay. I think it's this. I think the purpose of government is to serve its people.
How?
With truth and justice and sacrifice.
That's good. I can use that.
Hope it helps.
Thanks, Ryan.
Come in. Hey, Valerie. Oh, Jill. How nice of you to come by. Are you here to welcome me to the team?
Actually, I'm here as a reporter. I need to do a story on what you're going to do if you're elected mayor.
Oh, I've got lots of ideas.
Oh, good. Do you mind if I get started?
Sure. Ask away. And don't steer clear of the tough questions.
Okay. What are you going to do differently than Mayor Cummings?
Well, I don't plan on completely overhauling his administration. I plan to keep the same city council, with the exception of him. And Nelson, of course. Nelson's been suspended. But there may be some additions, too.
Oh, additions?
You know, some new blood. Government can become stagnant after a while. And you need fresh ideas every now and then.
We've only been at this for a month.
Jill, it's never too early for good ideas.
Okay. There are some people who are questioning whether or not a girl can do the job. What do you have to say to the people who hold this view?
To them, I say, what do you expect me to do the whole time? Plant a garden and paint the meeting hall pink?
That's a good quote.
Well, I am not into gardening, and I hate pink. I will be tough when I have to be and compassionate when I need to be.
I'm sorry, what did you say before?
About what?
About pink.
What did I say about pink?
Yeah, you said something about the color pink.
Jill, I think you're missing the main points of this interview.
Well, did you say you hate pink?
Yes. Why?
Listen, I need to go. Can we finish this later?
Sure. I'll write out some brilliant quotes for you. It'll spice up your little article.
Thanks, that'll be swell. See ya.
Valerie planned the whole thing, didn't she, Nelson?
Jill, what are you talking about?
She said she hates pink. Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, her shirt, the one that was stained, it was pink.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't wearing it when she spilled the formula on herself, was she?
Well...
She told you to invent the smell canister, then she would pour the formula all over her shirt, sue the town, and blame Ryan for everything. Then she could take over.
Jill!
Spill it, Nelson. You should know better by now not to lie.
She has this thing where she puts me on the ground and presses on my chest really hard.
She threatened you?
It hurts.
Did she plan the whole thing, Nelson?
Just the formula part. I came up with the camera idea.
Nelson, you've got to do something for me.
What?
You've got to wear a wire.
A what?
A listening device. I've got a mini recorder you can hide under your shirt. You have to talk to her and get her to admit what she's done, and I'll record it.
Jill, she'll absolutely kill me if she finds out.
Do you ever want to get back on the city council?
Not that badly, no.
All right, let me rephrase the question. Do you want to be remembered as Kidsborough's Benedict Arnold? Come on, you have a chance to make a sacrifice for your town. It'll be the first step towards people trusting you again.
Did I mention this thing she does on my chest?
Nelson, stop being afraid. Do what's right.
Come in.
Hi, Valerie.
What do you want, twerp?
Nothing. I just wanted to talk to you about something.
What?
Can I sit next to you?
You're being weird. What do you want?
I just thought we should recap the plan we had together and see if there's anything that we should have done differently. You know, for next time.
Next time?
Yeah, in case we team up again.
That's not gonna happen.
Oh, okay. But I think a recap would still be helpful.
A recap of what?
You know, how you told me to create the formula so you could spill it on yourself and sue the government and all of that.
You're such a dweeb.
Do you think I did a good job?
Are you really this insecure that you need me to stroke your ego?
No, I just need you to tell me what I could have done better.
What you can do better is know when to leave people alone.
No, I mean with the plan.
Get out!
I really would like your opinion about my execution of the plan.
I'm about to do that thing that I do on your chest.
Just a couple of pointers.
You better be heading out that door in 2 seconds,
please,
Swan.
Please, talk to me about the plan.
Oh, you did fine, Nelson. The smelling canister worked well. You blew it when you left the plastic bottles in the garbage. But other than that, you did exactly what I told you to do. Now get out!
Thanks. That's all I needed.
I wanted you to see an article I'm publishing tomorrow, Ryan.
I didn't expect to see you until school started in September.
Are you kidding? You're coming back to Kidsborough before that, right?
I haven't decided. Aren't you still mad at me?
Yes, but I don't hold grudges for long. Here, I wrote an article I want you to see. I found out it wasn't Nelson's idea to become the serial smeller.
Really?
Yeah, Valerie was behind everything. It was all part of her plan to take over Kidsborough.
Oh, brilliant. Do you have any proof?
Yep, a recording. Nelson got it for me.
Good for him.
There's an editorial on page 3 where I say he should be considered as a city councilman again. And I did the same for you. That's the editorial on page 2.
What does it say?
It's a story about you.
Story?
Yeah. Yeah, something that happened a couple of years ago. I didn't even know who you were, but I saw you at that restaurant, Hal's Diner.
Oh, yeah. I like Hal's.
Well, I was sitting in one of the booths, and you came in and walked right up to the guy behind the counter. You said that you had bought something the day before and that he had given you too much change. So you handed the money back to him. You know how much you gave him?
No, I don't remember.
9 cents.
So?
I don't know anybody else who would come back after a day to return 9 cents. The guy just stared at it in his hand. A nickel and 4 pennies.
Big deal. It was 9 cents.
Anybody who has enough integrity to give back 9 cents is someone that I want as my mayor and friend.
So what are you saying?
I encouraged everyone to vote for you tomorrow in the election.
But I'm not on the ballot.
You can be a write-in candidate.
Why would anyone vote for me after what I did?
Your speech was good. It showed you were sorry and that you know where you went wrong. It made me think you've learned a lesson and that you would never make the same mistake again. I don't know. Maybe other people felt like I did.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
Say you'll accept if you're elected.
The election results have now been tabulated. Votes for Valerie Swanson. 5.
What?
Write-in votes for Ryan Cummings? 18.
Yeah! You have got to be kidding. You people don't know anything.
Oh, are you going to save that line for your next campaign speech, Valerie?
Oh, laugh now, people. But one day, I am going to rule these woods.
You did it, Ryan?
All right!
Congratulations. Despite my conscience and my love for the law, and my disgust that you took the law into your own hands, I voted for you.
Wow. Thanks, Alice.
Welcome back, sir.
So, I was reinstated as mayor, and Nelson eventually rejoined the city council. It looked like everything was back to normal in Kidsboro. Come in.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Pete. How's the Constitution coming?
I'm finished.
Wow, looks great.
Thanks. I had it bound.
Nice. Oh, I see you finished the preamble.
I hope it's okay. I tried to sum up everything that Kidsboro is about.
All right, well, let's see it. We, the people of Kidsboro, in order to better experience the best and worst of our society, have formed this community to govern, to learn, to seek fellowship, and to suffer through the difficulties and excitement of life. But most of all, we want to form a government that follows biblical principles and serves its people to the best of its ability, to love each other, honor each other, and help each other. And most of all, to become better people and better friends. Wow, Pete, that's fantastic.
Do you think that captures what we're all about?
I think it's perfect. Perfectly Kidsboro.
Things are definitely taking shape in the brand new town of Kidsboro. Ryan seems like he could be a really good leader, but he lost his way when he forgot the principles of God. It's like the story Jesus tells in Matthew chapter 7 about two houses, one built on rock and the other built on sand. A flood came and washed away the house built on sand, but the house that was built on rock stood strong. If we follow our own beliefs, that's a weak foundation. But following the teachings of Jesus and the Bible are a solid foundation that we can build our lives on. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Kidsboro was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Sound designed by Gap Digital with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Adam Wiley, Kelly Stables, Ashley Prather, Georgina Cordova, Rochelle Greenwood, Marcus Toji, and Kenny Mars, with Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.